الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. صدق الله العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولا إلى أموالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء کرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from a young age, most of us will remember, either in school or in madrasa or even in the home environment, we would have been given this advice by our parents and by our tutors, that don't judge a book by its cover. This is something that most of us would have heard by hearted also: don't judge a book by its cover. Now we have to analyze and look at this advice or the statement. What is the meaning of it? The underlying meaning of it is, don't be superficial, don't be carried away by what is apparent. Be concerned by what is inside. Unfortunately, even though this advice would have formed an integral part of our upbringing, when it comes to our choices in life, when it comes to our goals, our aspirations, our ambitions, our desires, and more importantly, when it comes to our interaction with one another, unfortunately, ironically, majority of us go against this advice. When we come in contact with a person, most of us, Allah, illa mashallah, Allah knows best. What is our first reaction? Judge a person based on what? Some of us, if the color of the person is different, our treatment of the person will change. If his social or financial standing is different, somebody is tip-top, VIP, top class, dressing and appearance, the way we'll speak to that person, the regard and consideration we have for that individual will differ compared to somebody who is of not so high social standing. This type of mentality, this type of thinking, very often before I've mentioned this poem, it's a bit crude also, we would have heard it, but it is appropriate to the topic that we are discussing, where the poet says, يَمْشِي الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ تَرَاهُ مُبْغِضًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا. He says, the poor man walks. Obviously, a poor man, this type of expression, what is the connotation? The appearance of a vagabond, clothes are tattered and torn, hygiene obviously not of the highest level. يَمْشِي الْفَقِيرُ, a poor man walks, and the whole world is against him. تَرَاهُ مُبْغِضًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ, he sees the hatred. He sees the manner in which you scoff at him. He sees the manner in which you pick your nose up and look down at him. وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ, however, he has not committed a crime. Poverty is not a crime. His social status or background is not a crime. He hasn't done anything wrong. But he sees the way you don't treat him properly. He sees the way you look down at him. تَرَاهُ مُبْغِضًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا. He sees the hatred, he does not know the cause. حَتَّى أَنَّ الْكِلَابَ إِذَا رَأَتْ ذَا ثَرْوَةٍ خَضَعَتْ لَدَيْهِ وَحَرَّكَتْ أَذْنَابَهَا وَإِذَا رَأَتْ يَوْمًا فَقِيرًا غَابِرًا نَبَحَتْ عَلَيْهِ وَقَشَّرَتْ أَنْيَابَهَا. The poet goes on to say, this type of thinking, this type of mentality has even affected the animals. A dog, when it sees a rich man, it wags its tail, stretches out its forepaws. And when a dog sees a poor man, it starts barking at him, starts chasing at him. In other words, what is the underlying message that the poet is giving? That this type of mentality, this type of classification that unfortunately this batil propaganda machinery is espousing this message 24 hours every day, whether it's the printed media, whether it's the electronic media, every direction you go, one basic intrinsic message is being drummed into the hearts and minds of society, of people, that paisa ho to kaam banega. Acquire the material wealth of this world, you will become somebody. So that the whole classification of society is based on this. Lower class individual is who? Somebody whose income is less. Middle class is who? Maybe it's a doctor, a lawyer, a professional. Nowadays the doctors and lawyers are earning so much also. To call them middle class also is doubtful. But generally, based on what? VIP, top class, look up to him, honor him, venerate him, based on what? On how much money he's earning? How many zeros in his bank balance? Whether he's wearing the Hugo Boss suit? Whether he's driving around in a fancy car? My respected brothers, like the poet says, this type of classification and this type of mentality is in fact the mentality of an animal and a dog. Quran, Hadith, the ta'lim and teachings of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَاكِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَمَالِكُمْ. Allah will not look at your appearance. Allah will not look at your financial status. In deciding your everlasting success or failure, your outward appearance and your financial status will have no leaning or bearing whatsoever. What is valuable? What is important? وَلَاكِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَمَالِكُمْ. Allah will look at what is in this heart. Allah will look at what is the amal, what are the actions of that individual. يُؤْتَى بِالرَّجُلِ السَّمِينِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this word sameen literally translated means big size. The connotation, top class, high class, VIP, somebody society looked up to. A person in the upper echelons of society, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, such a person will be brought on the day of judgment. يُؤْتَى بِالرَّجُلِ السَّمِينِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. What will be his value? What will be his maqam? What will be his status in the sight of Allah? فَلَا يَزِنُ عِنَّ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُودٍ. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the whole world may have looked up to him, but in Allah's court, his value will not even be equal to the wing of one mosquito. And then the verse of the Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recites, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنَا. On that day, in akhirat, in qiyamah, such an individual has no maqam, no status. My respected brothers, how often this happens? These are crude examples on a daily basis. When you meet somebody who is supposed to be financially well off, the way you speak to him, the way you interact with him is different. Allah's court, Allah's mizan, Allah's scale is different. Normally the muazzin is someone we look down upon. We don't give much regard to someone who is a muazzin. Yet, what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? لا يدود في قبره. لا يدود في قبره. Allah will make the body of a muazzin haram on the insects of the grave. أطول الناس أعناقا يوم القيامة المؤذنون. He said the people with the highest ranks, the people with the longest necks, in other words, the highest ranks on the day of judgment will be those who used to call out adhan. One side, big top class businessman. Other side, hafiz sahab, teaching a madrasa somewhere, or teaching in a maktab somewhere. Inna fil jannati nahran, inna fil jannati nahran, ismuhu Rayyan, alayhi madinatum min marjan, lahu sab'una alfabab, min dhahabin wa fidda, lihamilil Qur'an. What did my Nabi say? One is the way we will look at it. One is the way we will judge it. In Allah's court, that day that is coming, the day of true justice, there what is the scale? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, in Jannah there is a stream. Its name is Marjan. Above, his name is Rayyan. Inna fil jannati nahran ismuhu Rayyan. The stream's name is Rayyan. Above it is a palace called Marjan. Marjan has 70,000 doors made out of gold. Lihamilil Qur'an. Allah has kept this for the one who has devoted his life to the knowledge of Qur'an. Sahal bin Sa'd Sa'idi radiallahu ta'ala, who is the narrator. Bukhari Sharif Hadith. He says, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting amongst his companions. Marra rajulun min fuqara'il mu'mineen. A person walked past. Min al fuqara. In our terms, if you want to translate it according to our understanding, someone from the lowest rung of society. Faqir, poor man. After this person passed, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was murabbi. His role was to nurture, was to teach, was to inculcate values in Sahaba ikram. So he asked them the question, مَا تَقُولُونَ فِي هَذَا? Oh my Sahaba, what is your opinion about this man? So they reacted like you and I would. They said, يَهَذَا مِنَ الْفُقَرَىٰ? Ya Rasulullah, this is a poor man. خَرِيٌ إِنْ خَتَبَ أَلَّا يُزَوَّجْ وَإِنْ شَفَّ أَلَّا يُشَفَّ. If this man has to propose for someone's daughter, it is very likely that that proposal will be rejected. If he has to intercede on behalf of someone, no one is going to give him a second hearing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi remained silent. Little while later, another person passed. Min al ashraf. Our terms, VIP, top class. After he passed, ma taquluna fi hadha. Ya Rasulullah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi asked Sahaba ikram, what do you have to say about this person? They reacted like you and I. Hada min al ashraf. In other words, Ya Rasulullah, you don't know who this is? This is so and so. VIP, top class. Hada min al ashraf. Hada khariyun in khataban yunga. Ya Rasulullah, if this man, I'm not translating literally for our understanding, if this man has to propose for someone's daughter, the person will go to 2 rakat shukr namaz. Because this is the criteria. What are the future financial prospects? When the proposal comes, whether there is sunnah beard, whether there is 5 times salah in the masjid, whether there is taqwa, whether there is Allah's ta'alluq, these things don't even enter into the equation. What is the equation? What are the future financial prospects? What is the financial background? They say Sharif Khandan, noble family, top class family. My respected brothers, understand whether we like it or we don't like it. Understand Allah's system is something else. Allah's system is what is inside. If the inside is kokla, if the inside is empty, on the occasion of Fatah Makkah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam issued the edict of Islam, the culture of Islam, the social status and division of Islam. What did my Nabi say? Inna Allah ta'ala qad adhhaba ankum aibat al-jahiliyyah wa ta'azumaha bi-abaya wa ummahatiha. He said, Islam, Deen Islam, Allah has brought an end to this act of ignorance and jahiliyat. To classify people on the basis of what color, or what village in India, or what language, or what financial background. Islam has brought an end to this. Adhhab ankum aibat al-jahiliyyah. This is an act of jahiliyat and ignorance. فَالنَّاسُ رَجُلَانِ رَجُلٌ بَرٌّ تَقِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ. In Allah's eyes, there are only two types of people. First person, بَرٌّ تَقِيٌّ. A person who is obedient to Allah, whose inside is nurani, inside there is taqwa. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is walking. He was nahiful jism, thin body. His lungi lifted. His shins were like pegs. So this became visible to one or two sahaba. They smirked, looking at the thin legs of Abdullah bin Mas'ud. What did my Nabi say when he saw this, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, "Ata'jabuna min diqqatin alay." Are you people surprised at the thinness of the legs of Abdullah bin Mas'ud? "Fawalladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi, innahuma la'athqalu fil mizan min jabal Uhud." He said, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these two shins of Abdullah bin Mas'ud in Allah's scales will be weightier than the mountain of Uhud. What is inside? Rajulun barrun taqi. He said, one person is that person who is obedient to Allah, who has taqwa. Kareemun ala Allah. He is honored in the sight of Allah. And what is the other person? Fajirun shaqi. A person who is disobedient to Allah, who's inside, under kokla hai, under is empty. We say Sharif Khandan, mashallah, great proposal has come. Outwardly, that youngster looks like an insan. Inside, because it is empty, he's like a khaywan, he's like an animal, no worse than an animal. And then that flower that we brought up and brought up and nurtured so that it bloomed in our home, we give this over thinking, mashallah, Sharif Khandan, wealthy background, what happens? That flower from day one is crushed. Her life becomes a total misery. Why? Because inside we were not concerned about. Understand, my respected brothers, Fajirun Shaqi, my Nabi said, the other category of person is that person who is disobedient to Allah, whose inside is empty. Hayyinun ala Allah. Never mind what society says. Never mind his color or his language, or which village he comes from, or what creed or what nationality. Never mind how many zeros he has in his bank balance. If he's under, if his inside is empty, hayyinun ala Allah, he has no value in the sight of Allah. In one hadith it comes, aghwanu indallahi min al-jualan, he has less value in the sight of Allah than the insect and the worm that comes out of feces. What is it? What is inside? What is inside? This is the criteria. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, when they saw the second person, huwa min al-ashraf, Ya Rasulullah, this is an honored person. This is an honored person. If he proposes, guaranteed acceptance. If he intercedes on behalf of someone, people will listen to him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam let that person pass. And then he turned to Sahaba, Allahu Akbar, such a murabbi, such a master. Such ta'aleem, such teaching. He said, Oh my Sahaba, hada, this second person. Hada, referring to the first person, the poor man. He said, hada, khayrun min mil'il ardi min hada. 6 or 7 billion world population. If the whole world gets filled with the second type of person, put on one side, the first person is better than the whole world full of the second type of person. What is inside? What better example can we give to illustrate this? One side, Abu Lahab. What more Sharif Khandan, Ahle Bayt, Ali Rasul. Leader of the Quraysh of Makkah, from the greatest clan or tribe that will ever walk this earth, Quraysh. From the Arabs, from the Quraysh, from the Banu Hashim. But his inside was not made. What does Allah say? Tabbat yada Abi Lahab wa tab. Barbad, destroyed forever. On the other side, Bilal ibn Rubah, Habashi, Abyssinian, background slave, father's name Rabah, mother's name Hamama, beyond that not even known. The occasion is the occasion of Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. That Nabi who was banished mercilessly from his home place, from Makkah, who leaves Makkah with his eyes full of tears. Downtrodden he leaves Makkah. At that time Quran comes down. Inna alladhi farada alayka al-Quran laradduka ila ma'ad. That Allah who ordained the Quran upon you will bring you back to Makkah. Now he enters Makkah victoriously. But Allahu Akbar, such is the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His chin is touching the hump of the camel. La ilaha illallah wahda. Nasar abada. Hazam al-ahzaba wahda. All praise is due to my Allah. My Allah is one. My Allah alone has done. Allah helped his slave. Allah gave victory. Allah defeated the enemy. In this humility he enters. For the first time, open salah is taking place in the haram of Makkah. The Quraysh of Makkah that had not yet accepted Islam, the kuffar, they are sitting at the back, observing what is going on. The time for salah comes. More importantly, the time for azan. This is that moment where the whole universe is holding its breath. Because this moment will be recorded for posterity. Who is going to give the first azan of Islam on the roof of the Kaaba? That person's name will be recorded for posterity. That honor and accolade once only in history, this first azan. Who will be called to give the first azan? Each one is waiting with bated breath. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls, Aina Bilal ibn Rubah, where is Bilal? Habashi, Abyssinian slave, Bilal is called. Bilal mounts the Kaaba. This was too much. For the Arabs, who had not yet accepted Islam, in whose hearts the blackness and darkness of ignorance and kufr was there. They couldn't take this. So few of them, the leaders, are sitting in the back of the haram. They are engaged in a discussion. Attab bin Usayd bin Abil Is, Alhamdulillah alladhi qabada abiha qabla hadha al-yawm. Shukr to Allah, all praise is due to Allah, who took away my father before he could see this day that a black man is calling out the azan on the Kaaba. Harith bin Isam says even something worse. He says, Ma wajada Muhammad ghayra hadhal ghurabil aswadi muadhina. Could Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not find anyone else besides this black crow to call out the azan? Abu Sufyan, the seeds of iman was there. He hadn't yet exhibited his iman. So he was afraid. He said, I'm going to keep silent in this matter. Why? أَخَافُ أَنْ يُخْبَرَ بِهِ رَبُّ السَّمَاءِ. I fear that the Rabb of the heavens will inform Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of what we discussed. Allahu Akbar, a silent, private discussion whose reputation is being tarnished. Who is being insulted? Bilal. In our scale, analyze Bilal. Social lineage, zero. Financial background, zero. Social status, zero. That's in our background, according to our yardstick. Yet, in Allah's court, it is a different system. This insult reaches Allah's arsh. They are privately insulting Bilal. They are privately taunting him. They're not even openly doing it. Yet Allah doesn't even tolerate this. Jibreel is dispatched with the verse of the Quran. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum, inna Allah alimun khabir. Jibreel is sent. O people, we created you from one male and one female. كلكم بنو آدم وخلق الله آدم من تراب. Every one of you are the children of Adam عليه السلام. And Allah made Adam from dust, from sand. إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى. We made you from one male, one female. Then we broke you up into families, tribes. Why? Not so that one of you gained superiority over the other based on this. No, لِتَعَارَفُ, so that you use this as a means of recognizing one another. Honor, status, nobility is based on what? إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honored, elevated one amongst you is the one who has Allah's taqwa in his heart. The more taqwa, the more honored. That day is coming. جَمَعَ اللَّهُ الْخَلَائِقَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will gather the whole of humanity. The announcement will be made, Aina Ahlul Fadl. Aina Ahlul Fadl. Not announcement, where are the people of degrees? Where are the people of big bank balances? Where are those who live in a five-star mansion? No. Aina Ahlul Fadl. Where are the people of honor and status? Fayaqoomu an-nas, a group of people will enter. Wahum yaseer, they are small in number. Fayadkhuluna siran ila al-jannah, they'll start going quickly towards Jannah. Malaika will stop them. Aqabla al-hisab, where are you going? They say, we're going to Jannat. No reckoning before Hisab also? They will say, yes. Why? They will say, Nahnu Ahlul Fadl. We are the people of Fadl. We are the people of virtue, of honor, of status. Ma Fadlukum, what is your Fadl? How is it Allah has elevated you like this? Kunna idha zulimna sabarna wa idha usiya ilayna hamalna. When people made zulm on us, when they looked down upon us, when they oppressed us and took our rights, we made sabr. When wrong was done, we forbear it. We didn't demand our rights. Malaika will say, definitely, definitely, you are the people of fadl. Ni'ma ajrul amilin. Enter into Jannah without any reckoning. What is inside? What is inside recently? Sheikh Ayaz, who's the Amir of Palestine. He was in our country. There was one dawat somewhere. He narrated one incident. He says, once there was a get-together and a lawyer came to him, Muslim lawyer, on the Israeli side of Palestine. And he said to him, Sheikh, how can my status in Allah's eyes become such? So he says that straight away I realized this person is asking me this type of question. He's obviously referring to something. So he asked the lawyer, he said, why are you asking this question? So he says, I was representing one Palestinian youngster He had been found guilty of the crime. Minimum prescribed sentence for that crime was 15 years. And the Jewish judge, this is on the Israel side, this Palestine, Israel side of Palestine, the Jewish judge that was hearing this case, he was known for his antagonism towards the Palestinians. So he says, I was expecting life sentence. Minimum prescribed is 15 years. The night before sentencing could be passed, the mother of this youngster came to me. She said, tomorrow my son will get a 3-year sentence. 2 years he was already in jail, 1 year more and he'll be out. He said, I feared for the mental stability of this woman and I tried to prepare her. And I told her, because I knew the judge. So I tried to prepare that, listen, my sister, don't get your hopes up. This is a bad situation. She responded and she said, my son will only get 3 years. Next day, he says, the judge entered the court. Normally, this judge would never even greet. First time, shalom. Greeted everybody. Sat down and he passed sentence 3 years. This was shocking. He couldn't believe this. After the case, he went to the judge. He said, this goes completely against the grain of anything we understood about you. Why is it that you passed such a light sentence on this youngster? So what was the response of the judge? He said, last night before, when I went to sleep, as I closed my eyes, a black apparition came in front of me. I had prepared my papers for court today and I had passed a sentence of 23 years. That apparition instructed me, get up and change the 23 to 3. I ignored it and carried on sleeping. A little while later, this apparition caught me by my throat and said, if you don't change the 23 to 3, you will not survive the night, you will die. He says, I got up quickly and I changed it. This lawyer is saying to Sheikh Ayaz, tell me, how can I make my inside such that this is my maqam and my status with Allah? Referring to the mother of this youngster, Rasulullah said, Rubba ash'atha akhbar, Rubba ash'atha akhbar, Law aqsama ala Allahi la abarrahu. He said, there will be many people in my ummah. The whole world will look down at them. Their appearance will be disheveled hair. Their body will be full of dust. They will have no maqam or status in society. Lo aqsama ala Allahi la abarrahu. But their maqam and status in Allah's eyes, if they take a qasam and oath on Allah, Allah will fulfill that qasam. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The most honored amongst you is the one with the most taqwa. Bilal has the most taqwa. This is why we have elevated him. Nabi Islam sends for Attab bin Usayd bin Abil Is. He sends for Haris bin Hisham. And before each one, Attab, you said this. Haris, you said this. When they hear this, immediately, they say, Ya Rasulullah, it is impossible for you to have heard us. We were whispering at the back of the haram. Allah must have informed you. There and then, they made tawbah. And both of them read the kalima, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu annaka rasulullah. There and then, they brought iman. The point, my respected brothers, the clock of our life is ticking. Let us come out of this practice of ignorance. Let us not be fooling ourselves. What the criteria and the question in that court, that day when we present ourselves in Allah's court, let it not be that the whole world looked up at us. Let it not be that we had the highest status and position in society. But there we find ourselves zero in Allah's court. In Allah's court, illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Come before Allah with a heart that is full with the nur of iman. Come before Allah with taqwa. Come before Allah with Allah's ta'alluq. This has to become the goal. This has to become the aspiration. Become valuable in the sight of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiqah.